One app is life.
It's not the one you should be underestimating.
Get it?
Sasquatch, Godzilla, King Kong, Loch Ness.
We rap nerd now here, right?
Like, I can tell you were a nerd. It's primal.
And that's raw. Carhartt girl.
Speaking of sneaky big tits,
are you out there fucking?
I'm doing that.
Years ago, I bought a millionaire Griffin. This was years ago, bro. Years ago.
Cypher Sounds. Peter Rosenberg. One app is life.
Hey, good morning. Good afternoon.
Good evening, then.
And good night, ladies and gentlemen.
And?
Welcome to One App is Life. And? What's an?
And?
Sipping on a milkshake, playing the wall, taking a break, admiring the girls with the bamboo earrings, baby hair.
Your friends.
Built to swing. That's when I seen her. Her name was Tina. Grace and poise, kind of like a ballerina. I said, how you doing? My name's Big L. Don't ask me how I'm living, because, yo, I'm living swell.
There's another.
I think he used
that's a classic line.
Swell.
Yeah, that's another yeah. classic one. How you living? Hey, yo, I'm living
Shout
swell.
Shout out to my boy, LL Cool J. My boy. Shout out to the Don, LL Cool J, for helping me pay that mortgage this year. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, big ups.
All the payments came in.
The check is cleared.
Check is cleared. The reimbursements came in. Thank you. Got them miles on United. Thank you.
The reimbursement came in. That's about that reimbursement.
Miles, though.
I had an event this weekend, so if I was doing work for 2K in LA.
2K means the video game.
That's right.
Okay.
For the release of PGA Tour 2K23, which is available now.
2K is not just basketball?
No, 2K, I don't even do basketball. I've worked with them. I've been working with them now for the last year on WWE and golf, and that's it.
Oh, there's a 2K WWE game?
Yes.
Ah.
How would I describe how they do when it comes to the WWE game?
How do you put it into words?
They make boatloads of cash? Is that
right? Right.
An endless supply, seemingly, of cash?
Right, nonstop.
Yeah, they sell like a million some games at $70 a pop plus all the add-ons and everything. It's crazy. You know, Dip was saying the other day to someone who didn't know, who was like, "Oh, video games are still big." Dip was like, "They're like the only profitable thing in media. Like, it's the only place people make money is video games."
Yeah, I don't play video games, but I do like. I mean, listen, $70
feels crazy
for unlimited amounts of entertainment. If you really are
true.
Into it,
it's actually
it's
a better
fit.
It's a better value than a lot of things. That's true. Like, people are playing it. They're spending 70 on the game, but they're using it 40 hours a week. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they love the game.
And how often do 2Ks come out every year?
WWE's every year. I think the golf is going to be every 2 years. The basketball's every year. But anyways, when you take trips like this, if someone's bringing you out for work, I had a thing happen on this trip where there was confusion in the booking of the trip because, like, not only do you need to worry about the flights, but the car services. But you need the car to be planned between everything you do. I need the car there. I need the car to leave. I need the next car. I need the car to leave. So you have you end up in the at the mercy of the assistant of the person who booked you. Did they handle making sure
you're getting to? Maybe they didn't handle it all the way.
There was a couple of moments of. Listen, they took care of it. Okay, everything got handled. There was just a lot of legs to this trip, so I wasn't even tripping. You know what I mean?
I love a dope assistant or production or travel coordinator who always on top. That shit is fucking hard, man. I respect that. Hey, One Up is Life. We're here.
We're talking travel assistance. We're talking booking.
One Up is Life is the show. There is still some floating around the Instagram called One App Pod. That's not us. It was us, but it's not us.
It was us.
If you don't know what One App is, it used to be Juan Epstein, the first hip-hop podcast ever. We have branding issues. We have marketing issues.
We have issues, full stop.
But fans, thank you. Now, I don't know how to say this. You fuck face pieces of shit.
Whoa.
Get other people on board. Like, all right, enough's enough. You had your little secret. You had your fun.
Right.
Spread the wealth.
Wow. You don't think the Wannett minions are spreading the word?
No, they love to keep it to themselves.
Is that what it is? Or do people just lie to us, Saif, and go up to us and say, love the show, man. Love it, man. I used to listen. And you go, well, we're still on. They go, what? I'm like, well, do you follow me on Instagram? And listen, maybe that's how bad algorithms are. That even if people follow you, they still have no idea.
100%. But if you've been down from whenever till today, you're the core. You're the core. Now let's start pyramid scheming these motherfuckers, man.
Whoa. I don't know if that's what
let's
you
pyramid
frame
scheme
it.
This. Let's Bernie Madoff these motherfuckers, man.
Do you think that's a good way
whatever you bring into us, you will get back in
in content?
Love and pussy or some shit. Whatever you want. Whatever you desire, you'll get it back. But let's fucking start pyramid scheming this shit. Tell your friends about us. Why is this the theme to what I'm saying?
Because I'm messing around with my Serato and I took the vocals out.
Woo!
Hey, hey, oh.
You took out the vocals so that you could then do the vocals. Wait, let me ask you something about Serato. Anyway, listen, subscribe, review, follow us on YouTube, subscribe on the podcast, all that good stuff. Thank you so much. What do you, on your Serato, is there four buttons for the different things you could drop out?
Yes.
I can't find that. And am I not hitting something?
No, it's hard to find.
There's like a little keyboard on the side, I see, it's and a that. Mic.
Right, so are you looking at it right now?
No.
So if you look on the side, there are four little tabs. You do the second tab from the top, and it brings up the things you can pull out.
What do you mean? What side?
Well, you're not looking. Do you want to look? You can't pull it up right now, can you?
No, I can't reach the computer.
All right, so when you look at your turntable thing, right?
Yeah.
Your deck. You have it. Do you have, I do the big ones still. I do the old school.
Yes, of course.
Big ones, right? Yeah.
Yes, I'm not a the fucking, decks. I'm on not the, a fucking on the screen. Animal.
Yeah, you do the proper DJ one.
Yeah.
So when you look to your left of that, there's a little speed. They have the speed adjustment thingy. Next to that, there's four little tabs you can click. They go vertically along next to the speed adjuster.
Got it.
And the second one there, it then pulls up vocal, melody, bass, drums. And that's how you get. And then if you want to go.
Now go a cappella.
What about the drum appella? I gotta tell you, Saif, no bullshit. It's been a few weeks. I'm still having more fun with this than like anything.
It's
so
fucking magic. It's magic,
like,
bro.
It reminds me of the first time that like Serato became a thing. That's how you're like, oh my God, I can do this?
Nah, it's magic.
By the way, that's a dope Wu-Tang shirt. Where'd you get that?
Come on, internet.
That's hard. Wait, hold on. What's up on the top like side of it?
Is that bullet holes, I think. Bullet holes?
Why are there bullet holes though?
Like somebody was taking shots at the Wu, I guess? I don't know.
Wow, that's pretty tight.
What happens when you go Wu Rasta?
Well, Wu Rasta's a real thing. It's real
Wu
life.
Wu Rasta, they go gunshot, bop, bop, bop.
You know who I saw yesterday? You may be familiar with him. His name is Mano.
Oh, where'd you see Mano?
We did a radio station, a little charity thing where people could come by and donate teacher supplies and then get free passes to go roller skating with us. And Mano, you know Mano's a man of the community.
Yes.
And he came through. You know what I said when I saw him?
Years ago.
Mano finally now knows that years ago is like our joke. He finally now understands it. Because for a long time, Saif and I were saying it, and he'd be like, all right, yeah, years ago.
He didn't even know what the fuck we were saying.
And he still probably doesn't know the origin, though. But listen, shouts to Mano. He said, I asked him how his podcast doing. He said he signed a little deal, a little deal with a company. So it sounds like he's getting a little bagarooski.
Does anybody want to teach us how to do that?
No. Scythe, why would we want to get a deal with a company that just gives us money to do the podcast when we can beg and guilt our listeners to giving us money? That's the real art, okay? It's not about a company wanting to pay you money. It's about you forcing people to give you money.
I love how I saw Drink Champs was promoting, like, hey, we got a Patreon now. I was like, oh, great.
Right.
There more fucking money.
Now, speaking of which, did you watch any of the Drink Champs yet? Because as we're recording it, the Kanye just happened.
I just saw, like, the clips on Instagram.
It's, like, not fully out. It's, like, it's not released for real. They must have aired it on TV, but not let it live on the YouTube.
And the TV version is not the full version. It's like just an hour of it.
Yeah. So like when I did it, they aired my episode on Friday night on TV. No one sees it. And then it comes out the next day, like Saturday morning it was out. Now, maybe this will be up a few days later. Now, of course, this comes on the heels of Syfe. Did you see the news the other day when Spring Hill decided to bag Kanye's appearance on The Shop?
I was with Dave Chappelle. You know me, Mr. Name Dropper.
When did you start Mr. Name Dropper?
I did T-Pain's podcast and he said I was name dropping a lot. And I said, you know what? I'm going to own that. And now I call myself hashtag Mr. Name Dropper.
Were you in Atlanta?
Yeah.
And you stopped by and saw T-Pain?
I went to Atlanta to do T-Pain's show.
Really? Yeah. I told him I thought about doing the same thing.
Oh, it's very, very fun. Very fun.
Worthwhile experience?
Worthwhile. I love T-Pain, bro.
Me too.
I love that guy.
I feel like he should be... Did you tell him he should be a regular on our show, I feel like.
I didn't, but I said something similar, something like that, and it's absolutely true. He's the best, bro.
I love him.
But anyway, Mr. Name Dropper.
Hold on.
Name Dropper, number one Name Dropper. Name dropper, number one, name dropper. Name dropper. Name dropper.
All right.
Name dropper, number one, name dropper. So yeah, I was with Dave.
Chappelle, you know Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle was with him Tuesday and Wednesday in Denver, Colorado. We did Comedy Works on Tuesday, the Paramount Theater on Wednesday. Cardinal Official just flew out to hang. It was a fucking fun hang.
And by the way, I hope everyone knows, I want everyone out there to know this, we were supposed to appear on the Math Hoffa podcast. We already promoted it. And then you looked and you said,
did we promote it?
Yes, we promoted it.
We promoted we were going to go there. And we are still going to go there.
We are still going to go there. But if anyone's wondering, why didn't it happen yet? It's because, Syfe, what was the message you received from Dave Chappelle?
Denver, Tuesday, ?
I swear to God, I hope one day you ever treat me like that. If I send you plans, if I just send you a text that says, Thursday, Mr. Chow, 8. You just show. That means you drop. I want you to cancel everything you have going in your life to be at Mr. Chow.
The way I look at it, and it was a lot because I've been preparing for this Math Hoffa interview.
I know. We talked about that.
It was a lot. You still didn't give me the dates back.
I know. You're right. I didn't. I was traveling.
So,
Dave's
not going to perform as many times as we can reschedule an interview. You know what I mean? So I have to like weigh it out. It's a tough way out. That one was tough.
The way out of what? Can't moving Math.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I look at it like I live in New York. The Math Hoffa podcast is in New York. We can move it around a little. And then I haven't gone with Dave in a while. I don't know why he always calls me for Denver. I'm thinking maybe DJ Trauma has a warrant for his arrest in Denver. Or something like.
Wait, who does?
DJ Trauma, his normal DJ.
Why? Because he can't go there.
He always calls me for Denver.
Huh.
I don't know why. And I love it, the Four Seasons. Oh, not that we stay there. I don't know where we stay, but the Four Seasons.
But you stopped by the Four Seasons, though?
I just went to check it out, get some coffee. Oh, what a fabulous establishment. Fabulous.
Well, just for the record, people already know that the Four Seasons is a really nice fancy hotel for rich people.
Yeah.
So you could do deduction.
I want to eventually live in a Four Seasons. Like, they have residence, you know?
That would be the it for you, huh?
I have a house now in the burbs, and I want to get my bread up to get a residence in an apartment in a Four Seasons hotel.
You know what? I'm not mad at that idea.
I love Four Seasons, bro. They treat you with fucking... They know everything about it. They keep a file on you. They keep a file.
Do they really?
Yes.
Some would find that almost disconcerting.
Well, they treat you right.
I would like to say, I traveled home on the red eye Friday night, the 10:30 flight from LAX to Newark. I'm sure you've taken it before.
Well, I usually do the 11:50.
You like 11:50 or even later?
I don't like it. It's just the ones that are available.
Man, let me tell you something. That 10:30, it got delayed to midnight.
Oh, that's the worst.
Left at like 12:30, didn't get in. So I'm not in the house till after 9 in the morning.
Let me tell you something about the LAX red eye of when there's a delay and it's just utter amount of white girls in sweats laying on the floor in Uggs and sweats. You know what I mean? And like their hair, like they're in their sleep clothes because they're taking a red eye so they can sleep on the plane.
Can I tell you though? I just want to say this. I hate the sleep gimmick at the airport. Like everyone now is into like showing up in like their flip flops and sweatpants. So
that's my point. They bring their home pillows. Bro, pajama pants.
The plane is still public.
No, it's public. Bro, have some respect for yourself.
Have some respect. And babe, that's not true. Natalie said that's you. That's not you. You don't wear your candy stripe bedtime pants. They wear bedtime pants.
Sweats and some easy slip-on sneakers.
Easy slip-on sneakers.
Right, not Jordan, not high tops, not something that you got to tie. Air Maxes that just slide off. Easy slide off. Get some fucking sweatpants. I get it. Not a lot of zippers and not a lot of shit on it to make it uncomfortable. Sweatshirt, t-shirt, but like we're coming in with your fucking pajamas, your fucking SpongeBob baggy pajamas and some Crocs and your hair in the messiest bun ever. Bitch, there's movie stars here.
I know. Isn't that interesting too? People decided to dress like they're going to the bathroom when they go to the airport. And the airport's the only place you might run into someone famous. Why is that where you want to dress like shit?
What is this fucking obsession with being the most comfortable you can possibly be? You're outside. You're outside. It's some but you have to be uncomfortable a little bit to survive. Keep your head on a swivel.
I didn't pay for my ticket, so I flew business class. I went to sleep. I laid down. I didn't get into my underwear. I'm wearing jeans. Like, I'm laying on a bed, basically, with a blanket in jeans. It's not ideal, but guess what? I'm not at home sleeping. I'm on a plane with fucking strangers. I got a text during the flight from my man Intel, from Second Generation Wu, who's on the Real Late album, who said to me, yo, I think you're on my flight. That's dope. Love Intel. But like my point is you're running into people you don't even know that well. Like you're seeing people. You're out in the world. Show some goddamn respect.
Now listen, I'm spoiled. 1,000%. I'm spoiled. I'm riding in the front. If there's no seats in the front, I'm taking a different flight. I'm spoiled. I'm sorry.
Right. I hear you.
So my level of comfort is a little bit more as far as the plane is concerned. I get that.
Oh, you mean in terms of like spending the money to be comfortable?
Or the equipment that they're giving me in the front is more comfortable than the equipment in the back, meaning the seat or whatever. So if you're in the back and there's three seats in a row, I understand it's less comfortable. You can't try to balance out the comfort with wearing your fucking sleep clothes.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
You look nasty.
It's wrong. It's wrong. Hey, Natalie, can you just get me a spoon with some peanut butter on it, please?
Are you about to get your dog to lick your crotch?
By the way, you're halfway right. It is for the dog, but not to lick my crotch, but just so he doesn't go insane when she leaves.
Yeah, man. So fucking yo.
Wait, now, real quick. Hold on. You mentioned this briefly, and I wasn't all the way paying attention. You said about flying in the back versus the front.
There's more comfort in the front.
What's your split at this point between the front and the back?
I'm almost at 100.
No.
Yeah.
Wait, you're almost at 100 in the front?
I'm 90%.
How are you living this way? Are you living swell? I got news for you. Syf, that's what LL meant. Yeah, you're living swell.
A lot of upgrades. My miles are crazy. My status is crazy. So I'm mapping out flights that have a lot more open seats in the front. And then I pay extra to be on the top of the list with either points or miles.
That means you're at the point where when you can't stay up front, it sucks. Especially if it's a crowded flight.
Let me tell you how bad it was. Last time I had to fly in the back. And then when I fly in the back, it's usually like the first three rows, or I can get the exit row if I really want the leg room. But in United, the premium economy, there's good leg room. It's just the side room is not good.
Right.
But if I can't get in the front, if I have to, I'll get like that second row aisle seat. So when I came back from Miami, I was in Miami to do Drink Champs with Nori, to meet with Kevin Hart. Name dropper, Mr. Name Dropper, the Name Dropper. So I had to fly back coach. And
just nothing available, no upgrades possible.
No upgrades. And I had to come back for some reason. I don't remember what it was.
Okay.
The guy next to me, first of all, knew who I was.
And said to you straight up, why are you here?
No, he was a big guy. He was a big fella. And he hits my shoulder because I was in my phone. He hits my shoulder. He goes, he was in the middle seat. Big guy, he's putting his bag up. He's trying to get his wife's bag up. It's a mess. He sits next to me and he goes, yo, man, yo, my bad. He goes, I know who you are. And they made you sit next to the fattest nigga on the plane.
Hilarious.
And joking around.
That's a good line.
It's a good line. Also, I know you're a little insecure about it. So am I. I'm not as big as you, but I'm insecure about it. So I make jokes about it, right?
Weight dropper.
Now he asked a couple questions. What you up to? No more high 97, blah, blah, blah. But he was a big guy, man. I was leaning. I did the Fat Joe lean left.
How big are we talking? Can you compare him to someone in the industry? Was he 2010 Gabby?
Taller.
Saw Gabby yesterday. He looks great.
Really?
Yeah, he looked good. I thought he looked good. I could be, maybe, I didn't ask him, but I thought he looked like he's dropped some weight.
This guy was a little taller, maybe 6'1", 6'2". Is there any way for there not to be middle seats?
I don't understand what the purpose of the middle seat is.
Can we do two, two, and two? I mean, I guess the plane's not big enough for the cart.
Syf, well, listen, the plane sucks.
What would you rather? Free Coke? Or to be like in an aisle. You know what I mean?
Yo, no, bro, take all of the crap. I don't need your soda. Honestly, I'm annoyed that you even have the aisle blocked up for 40 minutes while you're handing people their soda.
Give me a Coke at the gate, at the door. If you want one. Hey, there's a cooler here. Grab a drink. Thanks. I'll grab a drink. Like a bottle of Coke where there's a cap. You grab a soda, you grab a drink, orange juice, whatever, iced tea, Snapple. You take it to your seat, you put it in a pocket in front of you. If you want it, stay. If not, fuck it. But the cart, for what? So then the aisles are a little skinnier, and it's two seats, two seats, two seats. Then you're always in an aisle unless you got the window.
That would be tremendous.
What are they doing?
Besides, they don't care. They are the last week, Michael Kay had a flight. And he was at the airport and was chilling. And then I was like, oh, the flight leaves in 10 minutes. Damn, let me hustle over there. Or leaves in 15 minutes, whatever. The flight took off 10 minutes early. They decided to leave early.
What?
Decided to leave early. And by the way, he had a first class seat.
What do you mean they left early?
They said, oh, yeah, they left 10 minutes early. He was like, that's what he said.
That's
what do you mean
that's
they
crazy.
Left That's crazy. They don't care. They gave him money. They said they bought him off. And, you know, we'll put you in a cab and send you to the other airport. You can get on another flight tomorrow. They did
where
all
was
the crap.
This
is Michael K.
No, where? Where?
JFK, maybe?
Oh, was it in New York?
No. I think it was Newark, and he had to drive all the way from Newark to JFK in a cab to get a flight the next day.
The next day?
Yeah.
This is nonsense.
It's nonsense. And guess what? They don't care. Like, ultimately, they're trying to make the most money on each flight that they can.
That's no, it. I get it. Pandemic.
And it sucks.
I get it.
And the reason, and it gets hard because, and guys, listen, I want to be clear. I want to make painstakingly clear. I know how douchey on some levels this conversation is, particularly talking about like how much you want to sit up front, but it's not. It's actually, we are all in this together. Everyone is like this. Now, listen, there are some people who absolutely, no matter what, can't afford to get a first class ticket, especially in some flights, no one could. Like, dude, some flights, you look at an LA flight, the coach ticket's $330, the first class seat is $3,000. I'm not doing it.
I'm going to tell you my trick to LA, but go ahead, finish.
No, and I'm just saying, so I understand that it sounds douchey, but this is real life that affects everyone. It's the fact of the matter is, it's really, there. So you may not be able to afford it at all, or even you do have some money and you could afford it, but it's such an irresponsible amount of money. And Sife, if the flight isn't like 6 hours, if it's like a 2.5 hour flight, yeah, you want the first class seat because it's a little better, but it's not great. It's still not great. It's just you're bored soon. Honestly, the best thing about when you fly up front is that you get to leave fast. To me, that's the number one
quality. That doesn't matter to me because I check luggage, so I'm always going to go to the baggage claim anyway. It doesn't matter when I get off the plane. I'm going to the baggage claim. So that part doesn't matter to me.
Bag dropper. Number one bag dropper.
So
I can't believe that. I would think you'd be a carry-on every time guy.
Bro, when I travel, nine times out of 10 is show. So I need like show clothes, which is not different than my normal clothes.
But it needs to keep it clean. And
it's a little bit up. You know what I mean? And I got to bring sneakers. And then I got to bring podcast equipment. I got a tripod in there. It's at the point, like the tripod itself, like it's not going to fit in a carry-on. I'm already at a suitcase. So Miami, I was like, I got to get home. I got to just take this coach, which is fine. First of all, Michael Che spoiled me. Michael Che is the one who did this to me.
Oh, really?
Anywhere, when I used to travel with Michael Che, it was first class everything. And he hates flying. So he's on some like, nah, I got to be comfortable. I got to be the most comfortable I could possibly be. And then he got me to that point where like, yo, I fly a lot.
You know what happened to me? That's interesting that for you it was for Che. You know what happened to me recently?
Dipperstein.
Dipperstein, shockingly, has no interest in first class, does not give a shit.
Really?
Now, remember, Dipperstein's like 5'4", 130 pounds. He's light and small, and it makes no difference.
It's a different thing. Like, a lot of girls, like, it doesn't, like, what does it matter? I'm in the window. They're great because they're small. They're tiny. They're in the window seat. It doesn't matter.
Right. So, Dip doesn't care. But that wasn't Dip. The period that made me start getting snobby about it and really always preferring it was during the pandemic.
Pandemic.
When I was the only person I knew traveling, essentially.
Right.
For WWE.
Yeah.
You could upgrade to first class every flight for $60. I just started upgrading every time because it was nothing. And then when the pandemic ended and the prices became annoying again, I was like, wait a second. I don't know if I can go back to selling yayo. I hope, man. I don't go back.
Yeah, man, it's hard then. But like, I fly a lot. You know, I don't want to seem pretentious. I'm up top, baby.
Don't worry, Safe. We don't seem like assholes.
Bob Wild Fences, nigga, had this one broad ride. She was so damn sprung, she used to hold my motherfucking hard times.
But I don't know how long that's gonna be.
Yo, come on, Sife. The Bay loves you.
Bay, yeah, I see it. I heard it now. I didn't know what it was in the beginning. So yeah, man. So I'm so LA is the fucked up one. LA, they don't even let you, cause like with my status on United, which I love United, 1K for life, baby. Trying to get to that million. Salute. They don't even let you do free upgrades. You gotta pay somewhat.
Oh, no matter what. Okay.
Miles or points or money. So my trick, cause LA, man, them shits be, they fill up, man, and they're expensive.
Oh,
I'll take the connecting. I'll hit Denver or Chicago every time.
Oh, that's interesting. You know what? That's a great point.
Bro, listen, if I got, I'll go a day early.
And by the way, so you're saying there's a situation where, this is a good tip. You're giving tips here. Because by the way, we're not going, yo, we have so much money, we just pay for, no, we have the tricks to get first class.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's either a company's paying.
Yes. Thank you, Hip Hop Treasures. Got a yes, lot of miles. You. Thank you.
And wait, it was part of your deal for A&E, first class?
Yes, always.
Attaboy. Always. Atta fucking boy, always, man. Always. Yo, is your name Diaz or fucking Goldstein?
Oh, no. My deal is I'm locked in exclusively to A&E for the next 90 years, but...
But, and if they have nothing for you, all you can do is sit on your hands. But your business class, no matter what. Good job. No, so you're saying, this is a good tip you're giving.
Yeah.
So if you're looking at just flights to get you to L.A., and everything first class is fucking $5,000 and it's impossible, you'll say, let me take a look at stopping somewhere,
absolutely,
but getting first class on both legs.
Well, it's not even that. It's this, that there's more first class seats available, so I'll book a cheap coach ticket and then work the upgrade. But it's work.
Name of your next album. Work the upgrade.
Work the upgrade. But it's work, though. It's work, right? Because you got to stay on that app. You got to watch them seats. The moment them first class seats start filling up, I switch flights. Oh, this Denver shit ain't working. Chicago it is. You know, you got to look at United hubs. You got D.C., you got Chicago, Denver, Houston. Those are all the hubs, right?
Yeah, B. Talk your shit.
So you got to look. So like sometimes what I'll do is you got to be, because now, sometimes now connecting flights cost more because of that bullshit that, what was that app that people were using?
Expedia?
No, connecting flights used to cost less because it's a hassle, right? So what people were doing, you saw that, you know that trick that people were doing, like if you want to go to Denver, you book a connecting flight to San Francisco, you get off the plane at Denver, never get on the San Francisco flight. So now connecting flights sometimes cost more because they're trying to deter people from doing that shit.
Mm.
Which is crazy. I think it was called Hopper. Maybe it was something like that. You ever heard?
Oh, but by the way, we have a big update here, Sy.
What happened?
I don't know if you looked at our text.
No.
We had thought that Billy June had run Emilio Sparks off of the podcast.
What happened? Uh-oh.
And because we hadn't heard from Emilio in like a week.
Is he okay?
We just got a text from him. Shit, sorry guys, just woke up, LOL. Had a long work day and slept through my alarm. What about the last week, though?
We haven't heard from you.
Oh boy, I was worried that Billy June had, you know, because it was like the Cold War, the war going on.
If you join us on Patreon, we're going to get into this whole Billy June Emilio beef. We're going to get into Billy June sending me updates of him cleaning his room.
Oh, by the way, special guest, speaking of lunatics, my brother's here. Should we pull him in on the Patreon?
Wait, I got to finish my airplane talk, but sure.
No, we're not done with the air. That's for the Patreon. Nick's going through free clothes of mine. That's actually pretty cool. Did you get the Freddy Krueger, the Jadakiss LRG sweatshirt?
No.
Have you been home? When were you last home?
I mean, it wouldn't come to my home anyway. You think I give out my address like you? Like you fucking animal? You think I give out my home address? There's no home. There's no version of anything that has my home address on it. Nothing. Nothing. Not one thing.
It's so crazy, though. You were that crazy even when you lived in a doorman building?
Yes.
Like, what were you so, like, that someone could wait outside for you?
Sure.
Send cyanide to your apartment?
I've been slick enough to get past doormen. You think fucking criminals can't? My doorman building wasn't a stop you. If you confidently walk in and not ask for directions, they don't stop you.
Tyfe, why are you giving tips to the criminals?
I don't live there no more.
So there's a Jadakiss LRG thing.
I didn't even know LRG still existed. What up, LRG?
LRG pops up at random times. Yeah, they're still around.
I used to love LRG.
It's a sweatshirt with the hood has an attachable Jason mask. It's actually kind of hard. Like, it's like a regular sweatshirt, but for one day a year, you can make it your Halloween costume. Boom, you're done. You should go to a party. My brother literally just comes through and takes hip-hop stuff. And by the way, isn't even excited about it. It's not like he's excited to get free stuff. It's like this expected. It's just like, give me the crap. Hand it over. So like you don't even get the satisfaction of like, oh, I'm giving you something. Because he's like, you're goddamn right you're giving it to me.
Yeah, I'm helping you. I'm cleaning your shit out.
Yeah, I'm taking your garbage. Right, exactly. That's what he said. I'm giving it to him to get rid of it. Well, in some cases. All right, so Saif, you weren't done with your plane talk.
No, plane talk, baby. So yeah, you do a connecting.
Okay, connecting.
But LA's the worst. LA's the hardest. So the trick is to go first flight or last flight because those are the flights people usually miss.
Okay.
So if you're trying to get on that upgrade, that's the flight people are going to miss. But I'm at desperate measures if I'm waiting for the upgrade at the gate, shit is bad.
So you're at 90%, you'd say, pulling off the first class caper?
Yeah, so it's pretty good lately. It's pretty good.
Tell you what, when we went to Cuba, what a nightmare. Oh my God.
What, in the back?
Nick, why do you keep talking to me? I can't hear you. I have headphones on and a microphone, and Nick will just arbitrarily ad-lib from outside with no microphone, and my ears are covered, so I just hear like... Wah, 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 wah. Sorry. Okay, my bad. You can come back on the Patreon. By the way, Nick's wearing a shirt that I gave him. I gave it to him last time he was here. Pretty nice shirt, by the way. A shirt like is legitimately worth money, I was told. He must have washed and dried it since I've given it to him 60 times. It's a different shape. It's a different color. It's like, it was bright white. When I gave it to him, it was like a pristine white. It looks warm. It looks like you've had it for a year. Legit, a year.
I wear it every day.
It's a Supreme shirt. That's like you. It used to be white. Now it's gray.
Here's my thing about these airlines. You know this new thing they do when the pilot has to go to the bathroom?
No.
It's not new, but it's been for a while. The two flight attendants, usually some nice ladies, they take the beverage cart and they block the doorway where the bathroom is.
Okay.
And then they stand there and watch, make sure no one starts walking towards the cockpit.
Mm.
So what happens is they knock on the door or whatever. The captain calls, says, hey, I got to go to the bathroom. They put the cart in front of the doorway, in front of the walkway. He comes out. One flight attendant has to go in. Then he goes to the bathroom, and the flight attendant's just watching the aisle. And if you come up there, they like very much discourage you to go back to the back.
Right, right. We don't need you. Get away. You're not allowed to be up here right now.
Not supposed to be here right now.
Saif, are you familiar with Janelle James?
Yes.
My brother sent me this the other day, this thing about air travel. Listen.
It's a little, you know, right? Outside? You built it up. Built it up in our heads while we were inside, didn't we? A little overrated. A little exhausting, like I said, you know? They built it up. They lied to us. They said it was going to be a bacchanal. That's what they were telling us.
What?
Going to be the roaring 20s out this bitch. That's what they said.
I guess she means post-pandemic, yeah, yeah. But I'm getting to the part on flights.
Yeah.
It's just variants and people fighting on planes and shit. Bus people on planes now.
That line, Saif?
Yeah.
Crazy.
That's what's happening. It's bus people, the airlines was hurting during the quarantine. They say, yo, y'all wanna go to Cabo for $20 round trip? Bus people heeded the call, packed up they fucking camo duffel bags and hit the skies, you know what I mean? And we all know what happens on Greyhound, so. Now it's happening at 30,000 feet.
By the way, it is, you can go on a flight. Like back in the day, it did feel like flying was something. And you could go on a flight that's just straight up like you're at the club. It's just crazy. Oh, yeah,
depending where you're going.
Especially
to.
Miami.
Well, Miami's
your
crazy.
Miami trip? All right, Cypher.
Yeah.
So how was Denver?
Denver was great. Dave Chappelle is in his zone.
What does that mean, in his zone?
You know when somebody's in their zone.
He's getting after it again? Isn't he always in his zone? I feel like Chappelle went from being like non-existent, never saw him, to literally he's like a full-time traveling circus. He's always in his zone.
He's in his zone.
It never goes away. It never slows down.
He was playing a song. His music selection is pretty crazy. He plays a lot of shit that I don't even know what it is. His fucking song selection is fire. He was playing some Common song, I think, with... who's the guy from L.A.? From Long Beach.
Long Beach.
He had the commercial with the blue car.
Snoop Dogg.
Vince Staples.
Oh,
you've heard this song with Vince Staples? I don't know what it's from.
That's here it is.
But I was Shazamming it.
Well, he also, you know, Dave's good, it seems, at doing things like continuing to listen to Common albums. You know what I mean? And like, don't get me wrong, I actually have been pretty good when it comes to Common too, but a lot of people have not been listening to Common albums.
Every time I'm with Dave, where he always has the speakers with him, and it's a shuffle from his phone. But I've never seen him listen to a whole album straight through. Never once.
But somehow he gets all the album cuts.
Somehow. So I don't know, maybe he listens to them when he's alone or on his walks or whatever. But anyway, I Shazam that song and he goes, oh shit. You know it feels good when a world famous DJ Shazamming your shit. I was telling him all the tricks, like when DJs are in a club and you hear something you don't know, you got to kind of hide your Shazam.
Of course you do. Although, by the way, at this point, that's not even fair for you to apply those rules to yourself, because you're definitely DJ second, comedian first at this moment in time.
Yeah. But he thinks I'm the biggest DJ on the planet for some reason.
Well, and you're DJ first. You'll always be DJ. For better or for worse, to him, you're always going to be DJ
first. Well, I'm hip-hop first.
Right.
I've come to the conclusion, young Peter Rosenberg.
Not that young. Keep going.
I've come to the realization.
Realization.
Hip-hop is my culture, religion, identity.
You just came to that
but
now?
Like, no, but like at a level where I'm going to start like figuring how to really map this out in a way to explain it. Where like...
Dedicate.
Hip-hop is... who I am, bro. I'm not Puerto Rican. I'm not fucking...
He said, I write what I see. Right to make it right, don't like what I be. I'd like to make it like the sights on TV. Quite the great life, so nice.
Do you say you're Shazamming that?
Shazam this. What is this?
That was Hip Hop Saved My Life by Lupe.
Nah, but it's who I am, man.
Yeah, that's... By the way, there's a great interlude that I've always loved from the show soundtrack about that. I think it's like Melly Mel or someone talking. It's some legend talking and saying that hip-hop is basically everything they are.
Everything.
The way they wake up, the way they think, the way they... But that's the thing. It's interesting that it's because... How do I describe this?
Go ahead.
It's musically changed so much,
yeah,
that to interact with it doesn't mean anything anymore. You don't have to have any cultural identification with it at all. It could be your favorite music, and you're not necessarily even hip-hop a person.
100%.
You could literally be a kid who listens to your top 8 of your top 10 artists are all hip-hop, and yet your cultural identity, the way you see the world, socio-politically, all of those things, not impacted by it at all.
Hip-hop music and hip-hop culture is two very different things. And like, I roll around with Mo Ammer a lot, and him and his crew and the people that come to his shows, they're Muslim. Then like...
So they say, Yalla Habibi.
Yalla Habibi, yalla. So then I was at Skankfest this weekend.
Oh my God, that sounds like a great time.
She was fucking crazy.
Syph was at something called Skankfest this weekend.
There's a podcast. A podcast called Legion of Skanks. Luis Gomez, Big J Okerson, Dave Smith. They've created a world. I mean, is it dregs?
Yes, the dregs of society.
The dregs of society. Yo, these guys in Skankfest, they look like they were in the Trump parade. You know what I mean? They look like they stormed the Capitol. So many dudes with hats, with sunglasses on the top outside.
Oh, boy.
Tattoos everywhere. Disgusting people. And you know what? The fucking best comedy fans I've ever been around.
What do you like, mean? Like laughing at everything, just down for
them? Laugh at the love they showed me, bro. Just being there, you get love. If Skankfest says this guy's good, they show you love. I'm seeing these people and I'm like, they're not going to fucking like me or whatever. Like I'm being prejudiced. I'm being prejudiced.
Right, sure you are.
I'm prejudging. Bro, the love they showed is fucking unbelievable, bro. My first show was Friday at noon. While Legion of Skanks podcast was in the other room.
Okay.
It's their festival.
Oh, you're up against them.
Why would anybody be at a noon show when Legion of Skanks, the reason that you're here, is in the next room?
Okay.
Packed. Packed. Fucking fire crowd at noon.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
What is it about their podcast that taps into people in such a way that they can literally have a festival?
Oh, it's like no PC. You know, it's anti-PC culture. It's anti-PC. It's anti-cancel.
They're not worried about corporate ramifications.
Not at all. They've gone completely off the grid as far as, which they've gone so far, they probably will now start getting corporate sponsorships because of certain types of sponsors, I'm sure. Bro, but it was so fucking fun.
Can I tell you the truth, Syph? You know what? One of the worst things about One App, the reason it will only be followed by the 12 people who listen to it, is we don't tap into any one monologue.
Here we
at
go.
All.
Hey, here's an episode of us talking about us.
Come on, I mean, it's One App.
Who are we tapped into?
Not white people.
No, this is the white One App fans.
No. Of course they're white One App fans. But I mean, we're not going to get like, we're only appealing to a very specific kind of white person. Right? Like Andrew Schultz, for example. Andrew Schultz just appeals to white people. They like, whether they're into black stuff or not, they.
No, I disagree.
Who do you think his type is? Only into hip hop?
Not hip hop, but like, he got the non-PC crowd also.
That's what I mean. Well, that's what I figured. That's what I was making my assumption, because he got that, like, he'll say whatever thing going.
Yeah, but it's not the same as Skankfest people. They don't seem like they mix. His is more like, I don't know, like, I don't want to say douchey.
Okay, but either way, it's tapping to a sect of white that we're not going to get. The white that we're getting, Syph, is literally like, yes, I'm white, but like, I don't just like hip hop. I love hip hop. It's like I made a life choice, much like you were just saying about it being your life. Like, I love it. It's formed who I am. I'm the least white of my white friends. Like, that's who we have. We have the least white of the white people. And then Puerto Ricans, we're not tapped in any specific way, except for like.
It's the same as the whites.
Right. Same as the white, unless you're that. We're actually that of all the groups, but that group is small.
Tiny.
And these other entities are tapping into either ideologies or like a specific way of being that's very now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like yes. you talked about those douchebags, Fresh and Fit.
Oh, I love Fresh and Fit.
Yeah, they're great. They're clearly like that male douchey, fuck, to some degree, sorry guys, this is how it sounds, fuck women, y'all are stupid, it's all about the man, that they are tapping into that and they're going for it. Now listen, I'm not lamenting that, as I'm not interested in having that crowd. My point is that though, we don't have anything like that, except are you like a rap nerd? I'm a mostly 90s, early 2000s rap nerd. That's basically us, right?
Yeah, and every single day, those motherfuckers get older.
Exactly.
Should we tap into dads, maybe?
I'll tell you some ideas. Let's go to the Patreon, and we'll talk some more.
So you want people to pay?
I know. Listen, I get it. Y'all aren't coming this week, okay? You've had enough. And
I don't want you to take this the wrong way. There was a couple of 1UP fans at Skankfest. I heard you DJ for Little Kim. That's the thing now. That's what I get. That's the fucking Fight Club nod. Yo, I heard you used to DJ for Little Kim. Got it. 1UP, I'm with you, dog. If I can help you in any way, you're my guy, right? Everywhere I go, that's the new Fight Club nod. Yo, I heard you used to DJ for Little Kim. I'm on board. I'm 100% on board. I'm no way knocking any of you that we are tapped in with. Love you. But we're too close. We're too close. We're family. We need to fucking bring in. You want us to give you more? We need more. So we got to tap in to some fucking douchebags or some fucking.
I don't know.
I want to go. I want to get into the races, man.
No, I don't think we're going to get them, man.
Fuck.
So I know. By the way, they mob up great. If you could get the racists, man, they're tapped in. They're going for it. All right, we're going to head to Patreon. Patreon.com/JuanEpIsLife. We appreciate you. And I yanked it. I yanked the thing.